League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, Deion threw on a collar shirt. Oh, it's sick.
I know.
Oh.
It looked like we gangbanging. It looked like I'm Blood and Deion Crip.
Call it the truth.
Call it the truth.
No more killing over the weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the kids got somewhere to play, man. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of feel like them locks is tucked up under there, man. They ain't real locks right there. But let's see what's up with that red. Let's see what's up with that red.
That's a Kev special. You got what Kev got?
You think I got the kid. Are we on presentator mode or something?
Shouldn't be.
Oh, I just it seemed like everybody was just like when Deion was talking, it just popped up on the front.
Make sure yours is.
Let me see mine.
Mine
was on speaker. That's on
me. Okay, yeah. Mine is on gallery. Change it to gallery.
Idiot. Yeah.
Deion be out there hiking with me, man. Deion be having on a 40-pound weight vest, man. He really have a life, man.
I mean, y'all know I still watch everything y'all be doing. So I heard him tell the story on Daddy Issues, I think. About you and Tahir hiking.
Yeah. Hiking. It's a blessing to have an ally, somebody that can have you accountable to be like, let's work out together.
Yeah.
And he's adamant, like, yo, 8:00, don't be out too late. Hey, get home now.
Yeah, I texted him last week. I was like, hey, this is how guys talk, because they can't just be like, yo, just want to make sure you made it home. I was like, yo, don't be trying to die on the way home and not get up in the morning, because we got work to do. We had left the Top Golf at the same time, and I didn't want to be like, yo, you make it home safe? So I was just like, hey, nigga, don't be trying to die.
He said, I don't want to say get home safely, so I got to make it through a joke.
Yeah, classic male, what is it called?
Fragility? Masculinity? No. Masculinity, yeah.
Classic masculinity.
Yeah, it's funny. Men can't just say, I love you. You got to say bro, or I love you.
You know, and you got to say that I love you on the exit. You can't, like, linger after you say I love you. You can't be like, Deion, love you.
Yeah, you can't open up with love.
A lot of the times we shorten it. It's just love, bro. Love, bro.
With the chest, love, bro.
Love, bro. Love.
Like, I be trying to break it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I send text messages to niggas on their birthday. And I just say happy birthday. I don't be like happy born day, another trip around the sun.
What?
I'm like, I be like happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Trying to break it, you know.
You gotta say homie.
Nah, man. Deion, we say love you, bro, when we get off the phone.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, we don't just end it with you. We gotta say bro, homie, fam. Like if you don't add that, it's like, hey, what's happening? Something to talk to me about?
Since you said that, now I'm gonna be like, love you, Deion, and I'm gonna send a kissy face. So I'm like,
you gotta call him at night, like, hey man, just you know. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have some sweet dreams, man. Love you, dog. He's just like, love you.
I remember being to hear hiking. He was like, man, I appreciate this camaraderie. We get to, you know, you and I can kind of talk and kind of vent and have some therapy. There's no, you know, exchange of like, you want something from me, I want something from you. I was like, oh, man, I'm trying to fuck. Said, oh, you thought I was doing this for health reasons? Let's take a pass. He's all I'm trying to.
Hey, this nigga stopped me dead in my tracks. I was like, what you saying?
Hey, about my health, nigga. I'm over here dying trying to hit.
Dying trying to hit?
Oh, Rick. You gotta keep my breath alone. Oh, this nigga healthy.
Man.
This exhibit is working.
Yeah, you know that hat I always wear, bro. I realized that probably should have thrown that in the wash too. I'd just be grabbing it, hang it up when I get home, let it dry out and shit. my forehead was burning when we were walking. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with my forehead? And I got home and I was like, oh, it's got to be from the hat. And so I'm like, now I'm gonna have to walk around with this shit all week long because of this.
Yeah. What is it?
It just got it irritated, I guess, from the sweat.
Oh,
so
yeah. I just washed mine today.
I got to switch it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if I could wash it, but I got to try this new or get a new hat. I ain't never had this happen.
Yeah. Yeah, workout gear will destroy your laundry, boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I wash my workout gear separately than all the other clothes. I be going hard.
Yeah.
That's all good, man. I had a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? You knock it out in 2 hours, be in and out, so to speak.
No, girl, I like her. She's pretty funny, dude.
Oh, yeah. Marina, good people. She's good.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be a coy, quiet person.
She definitely comes off like that. But like what I said, when she opens up, you're like, oh, you're a fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
You hear about Clarissa Shields and Layla Ali wants to get in the ring with her?
Yeah, she said she's going to come out of retirement for it.
how old is she, Layla Ali?
I don't know, but here's the thing, though. If she stayed active while she was in retirement, like if she's still been going to the gym, in preparation of, I think she'd be okay.
You think so?
You think she's going to win? What does okay mean?
Like she'll be able to hold. It won't be like a blowout. Like she won't like lose every round. I think she'll
like Tyson and Paul.
Nah, not like that. Tyson against a normal human being would still destroy a normal human being.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but like that's not what we're talking about.
I know, but I'm saying, oh boy, is an athlete. Right, he's been in the ring. He was really doing the training. I think that, and I also think that they were putting on a show. The longer you go, the more money you get. Yeah, so right. If they offer Tyson $50 million to go 10 or whatever rounds, like how you think I'm gonna listen? $50 million, I'll let anybody beat my ass in the ring. Right. As long as you ain't been hitting me in my head and have me all fucked up.
Where else they gonna hit you?
Huh?
His hips.
I mean, you
know, whoa, look at young Deuce and Pat. Y'all are twins today.
Hey. Oh, he got the thing. Oh, he got the thing.
Yeah, look
at y'all. Where shop Pat. At to get these?
Hey, niggas making TikTok rich, boy.
Somebody put Pat in the color and to him bleach.
What?
They didn't put Deuces in the wash and dry and wash them bleach.
Damn, oh, man.
Saying you look white again, Pat. That's what I couldn't understand it because they got hit with a case of Tahir Tom.
That was miserable to sit through.
Hey, somebody put bleach, wash, dishwasher.
I said the wrong name.
That was a tough read.
That's what it was. That nigga started moving back and forth.
He tried to fasten that top button and I almost had a stroke.
This is the shirt that you gave me, bro. Come on, bro. This is the one you passed down to me when you lost all that weight, brother. Come on, man.
Hey, one time we was finishing up a hike, and I was like, my legs is fucked up, man, because I've been going hard all week. I was like, yo, you mind dropping me off? And we're walking toward Dion's car, and Dion was like, I'm so used to riding my daughters, I almost walked to your side of the car and opened the door for you. And so he walks around. I was like, so you're not going to open the door for me? He's like, man, get in the car. I was like, damn, Dion, that's crazy. I let you fuck last night, and now you can't open a real bitch door? What that's crazy. Dion scrambling, trying to get in the car. Damn, Dion, this is crazy. This is how you do a real bitch.
Talking loud as hell. Everybody's like, what's happening? And I'm like, I just pulled off and left it here. I just pulled off.
And don't you worry, because somebody was looking out their window recording it, and it's just when you get famous, Dion, they gonna post it. Like, Dion is a closet homosexual.
It's gonna be a TikTok three-part story.
I'm gonna be taking interviews to talk about it. I'm like, so are you gay? I'm like, nah, I ain't gay. I was just gay that one day. But yeah.
Dion, live y'all truth, man. Live y'all truth.
Live y'all truth. That's wild. Definitely was embarrassing.
Who's the woman?
Dion's cakes, you know that.
Dion got the wider hip, so
it's true. Dion got childbearing hips.
First of all, you ain't seen me live ever. That's all AI.
No, those was your hips.
Hey, man. Them hips don't lie.
Man, what's up, everybody? How was everybody weekend?
Chill.
It was solid. We did. They had the Negro League night at Brewer Stadium, so we had a little event there that we had to take care of with Geeks at. So that was pretty dope.
Did y'all have to go through the back door?
Hello.
Hey, they did shuffle us through like this sketchy ass freight elevator. Like, Terry, you've been to my studio. Yeah. It was sketchier than ours, bro. Oh,
that is hilarious.
Definitely the help then, nigga. If you had to,
they was trying to give y'all the full experience, huh?
Bro, this is what was crazy. So we had our, you know, everything for our booth. So we walking up, we got a little wagon with us and everything. And white dude, the very first old white dude we see, he goes, "Hey, is the entertainment here?" And we was like, "No, we're not the entertainment, bro." And as I was walking, I was like, "Was that racist?" Because I was like, I feel
"Did
like
you go through racist. A time machine to get to this event? God damn, this shit sound like sinners."
He was like, "Why do they keep calling us boys? What's happening?
Why do I have to wear this apron and these white gloves? What is happening?"
Did y'all get your own water fountain?
Down there to that water fountain.
Like, hey, we got our own section. Okay. We got us a table. No, that's coloreds only. Oh. Is there bottle service?
Why is the DJ playing nothing but Negro spirituals? Like, I'm trying to pass out merch to Wade in the Water in the background. It's crazy right now.
Having a color people section as VIP is crazy. Like, are we lit? Why is only black people here?
We don't care. This is fun.
I low-key feel like that's when white people be doing that smile, that like the tight lip press when you say like, "Hey, mm-hmm. It's not really threatening, but it's also not inviting. It feels like it started when white people would see black people in white people's spaces. They're like, segregation is still doing its thing, huh? Desegregation is still.
It feels like, okay. That's how it feels. It's like,
Right. Tahiri had the biggest hello to this old white man today. He said nothing. He gave him nothing. He said, "Hey, good morning. How you doing?" He said, as in like, "Why are you hiking?"
But Dion followed up right behind me. Dion was like, "Hey, how's it going today?" And the guy gave us both nothing. I was like,
boom. That's what you.
He's like, "Why are y'all here? Niggas supposed to be on the basketball court."
Yep, exactly. Why y'all ruining this man's good hike?
I know. So we robbed him.
Equality.
Right. All you had to do was speak on. He was old. He was about 70, right? And it didn't take, but we didn't even have a gun. We had one big rock and we threatened to push him. He gave us everything.
We didn't even have a gun. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. One big rock. I'll bust your motherfucking head, old man.
We didn't even have a gun.
Well, look, man, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic of the day. Before we do, want to give a shout out to our special guest in the house. We got Dion Lack back in the house. Lagaroni and check. Yum, 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 yum. Check, please. I gave him everything. And then we also got Young Deuces in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all already know what it is, man. He's a content creator. He's also a podcaster. And he also is the voice, one of the voices for Mojo Movies. Am I correct? Is it Mojo?
Watch Mojo. You can't never get it right.
I'm never get it right.
Watch Mojo.
I am the worst with that. Shout out to Watch Mojo and Geek Set, man. We got a great episode for you guys today. Shout out to the OG Squad, Meg Scoop with the curly hair. I see you fresh out the shower. Got that moisturizer in there, leave-in moisturizer. And then we got Patrick Cloud as well. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this. First topic of the day we have, would you rather drink water that always tastes fishy versus eat food that always tastes like fish?
Oh my God, that's fucking horrible.
Wait, is it? So the water's clean. It just tastes like fish.
Clean water just tastes like salmon.
That's
even
horrible.
When I put lemon in it.
Even it's lemon herb salmon.
Not bad.
So all your burgers, all your fries, all your mashed potatoes, all your fruit, all your chips, everything tastes like fish.
The Kool-Aid takes like you try to add water.
Yeah.
Oh, it counts for stuff that you need to put water in the ingredients. So I guess that.
What do you mean? That's every drink in the world.
Your pancakes.
No, I'm talking about like for
do you
food.
Want to taste something that tastes like fish every time, or do you want to drink something that tastes like fish every time?
I feel like you could train your palate for anything. So I feel like the lesser of two evils would be the water. Because at least, like, yeah, because at least when you drink it, because you can, like, just, you'll get used to it after a while. Just like you could get used to, like, not as sweet drinks if you start, like, you know, putting a little water here and there. You'll train your palate, but I think it's harder to do that when you have different texture foods. Some are supposed to be sweet, some are supposed to be salty, some are supposed to be, and then they all have the same taste. I feel like that's worse.
Fishy water is inexcusable.
But fish are in water.
Right, but that doesn't mean you drink it. You could,
but compared to the other option, you want your ice cream
eating fish. Just eat seafood. It's all fishy anyways.
So I kind of agree with Meg because it's kind of like you can hold your or don't breathe through your nose while you're drinking something and you really won't get all the taste of it. And I think I would rather do that than lose the taste of all foods. Like if I want a burger or a steak or something like that, I want it to taste like that. If my burger tastes like a salmon patty or salmon croquette, then it's just I'm gonna just get tired of life, nigga.
But you gonna go on a hike and drink fish water?
Yeah, but I don't want to drink. I want to eat a fish fillet every goddamn day.
I'm thinking about the duration. I feel like with water, like you can, if at worst case scenario, you can drink it like a shot or chug it down. Mm-hmm. Certain food, you're going to have to really chew for a minute. And if everything tasting like fish, I feel like that's just a whole lot that you got to deal with.
Pat just eat a lot of coochie. That's why he like, I eat the fish.
The bad coochie.
First
too.
Of all, if it tastes I don't like fish eat every time, coochie with odors. I like odorless coochie. But nothing wrong with a little coochie. You know, don't smell like coochie. But my point is that food, we've already eaten food that tasted like fish. So if you just control your diet to so it's not weird and you're not eating hot wings that taste like fish, you can get over that. There's no way that you can drink water and get used to fishy tasting water. Right. And you need water. Yes, you like you need water more than you need anything. So why would you limit your water?
What are you talking about? You know those drinks that are disgusting and you just chug them back?
Like
alcohol, because there's a point if you're trying to like turn up, but water
and
is
the point
hydration
of this is to hydrate so you get over the taste,
right?
And when you're thirsty,
but you need to hydrate.
You'll put up, look, you will drink some lukewarm water if that's all you have and you are dying of thirst. It doesn't taste good, but you'll do it, right? Same thing, you're thirsty. All I got is this fishy water. Let me just throw this to the back of the head.
But that's horrible every time, and you need water.
But I don't want my ice cream to taste like fish.
Don't eat ice cream.
Eating ice cream, Pat. Nobody wants your little stupid palate.
You'd rather have fish water
California
just so you can have
food.
Ice cream?
I want real food.
Pat, you underestimate the matcha ice cream that Meg and the rest of the Asian community eats on a regular basis. You know?
Hey, that doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Pat.
Well, like breakfast food, your brunch food. What if I want to eat pancakes? Now they taste like fish. Disgusting.
I didn't think about the sweets. Pancakes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I like sweets.
But most foods are made with water. So you're gonna have to make like your grits and your oatmeal. Like everything.
No, you can replace that.
Yeah, you can use almond milk. You can change it.
For your
I guess those have water in it too. I mean, everything has water.
As soon as I said it, I said, damn it,
I wouldn't have grit some more, nigga. I'm good on that. But
no, but the point is, you can because you chose the option,
the wizard won't let the food taste like that if you chose the liquids. If you chose the liquids, then you're good. The wizard will take care of it. It's just
quite a loophole.
It is.
I'm not sitting here drinking. I mean, I get it if you're drinking almond milk straight, but like if I'm not drinking it and I'm using it to cook, then that's not fair.
See, all you got to do is just drink something that has a lot of flavor. You niggas laughed at me when I had that Oreo flavored Coke, but now I watch you be running over there trying to get in that.
They're still laughing.
Still laughing, yo.
Still funny.
Wait, but how was it? Was it good?
A hobby?
It wasn't bad.
Was it good though?
It didn't really taste like Oreo, honestly.
I was like, how did they get the Oreo flavor in liquid form?
It had the essence of like an Oreo finish, but I also had the Coke Zero one. It was a Coke Zero Oreo.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So the essence.
Yeah, it's just like Like if somebody comes in the room and they their cologne lingers. That's what it was like. That's what it kind of.
More of the chocolate or the cream?
More of the chocolate.
Yeah,
that sounds cheer. That sounds like a tease. Don't tease me with a good time, okay?
No. But this, you know, this is how you tease man with a good time. Like, oh, I got some math worksheets right here. I got some fractions.
Shut up, Tahir. That's why your bill ain't paid. So put it down.
Yeah, he's like, I'm telling him myself. Hey, y'all.
That's why there's a balance due on there. Leave me alone.
You know what happened? We left Verizon and went with Spectrum. And Spectrum was like, hey, we'll pay off your old bill and your old phones. And then Verizon took so long to send the information over. Spectrum was like, yeah, we ain't even running that promotion no more. I was like, nigga, what? Damn. Wow.
You in a commercial. Y'all can't
put the face of Spectrum and you ain't using Spectrum.
Because it sucks.
You on camera, nigga. There, please take this out, Keenan. We got it working.
I promote Spectrum internet. We got the internet. We like the internet, but that mobile, man, it could be better, man. And for all the people watching, they're like, yeah, hell yeah. Just know I have problems too. Okay, so y'all can stop inboxing me. Like, man, you need to talk to Spectrum. I have no control over that.
That's funny. That's what you get for being a spokesperson. Ha ha.
That's and more kids than Tony to me.
You was in that. You got a chat too, so you don't catch.
We're gonna see like an apology video.
Go ahead, pop through the doggy door.
We're gonna see an apology video tomorrow from Tier. Like, okay, what I said on Squadcast was.
No, it got to be the Instagram live. Like, all right, I know everybody's seen the video, so
it's got to start like.
Yeah, you see the face. You see the face. Y'all might have seen a video of me making some disparaging comments about Spectrum. I just want to go ahead and
do the work on myself. I'm gonna do the work on myself.
That was all AI.
That whole it could be AI.
No, it's not, because they would have fixed your gums. They would have been like, these gums are way too big.
Whoa.
Man, it's been a while since I said fuck you, so let me go ahead and just get it there.
It's nothing like somebody getting free with their free will of saying what they want to say, and all of a sudden you get an apology next time. I'm like, okay, what I said yesterday, I apologize.
I didn't know y'all was going to take that word seriously.
I didn't know little people had a new name. I'm sorry. Right? And then in the apology, they got some words to say. So,
most people aren't used to talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mechanic for my old school, he always calls me Mr. AT&T. I've corrected him for 3 years that is Spectrum. But every time I call him, I'm like, yo, Onik, what's up, man? It's Tahir. Who? AT&T. Mr. AT&T! How are you, my friend? Crazy.
Mr. AT&T!
Every time. I've told him Spectrum. I showed her the commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
About Mr. AT&T.
AT&T, okay.
Yeah, AT&T. That's so funny. Does he have it? Because if it's his own like company, he's like, I got AT&T, so I see you on TV.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he has AT&T for phone, because he refuses to acknowledge Spectrum as a player in the wireless and internet provider service.
You know what Singular bought AT&T than AT&T bought Singular? I was like, what are y'all doing here?
How does that work?
It was Singular had bought Singular Wireless, and then the big internet company had bought Singular. So it was just the cell phone. The cell phone company had bought the cell phone company, and then the internet had bought Singular.
I didn't follow what you
I'm
said.
Lost.
You just
cell phone. Yeah, like cell phone only. Cell phone Singular had bought AT&T cell phone Singular. I mean, AT&T. Well,
you don't even know what this story is about.
You're terrible at describing
it. Just forget it, Dion. Yeah, we don't just know what point you're making.
When we said we were confused, this nigga said cell phone.
Yeah, there's a difference between like cell phone versus internet. There's a difference.
Cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
We said we were confused. I was like, let me make it worse.
Hold on to your nigga. I'm about to get real.
And we all were like, yeah, so you know I know what that is.
the other phone and then brought it over this way.
He's like, all right, let me start again. Okay, Christopher Columbus came over, okay? Nina Pita Santa Maria, singular Verizon Airphone USA Airways, okay? You follow me so far?
Cincinnati Bell Wireless, all right? They don't have a sister company.
Square One.
Cameras on.
Okay, one of the wireless bought the other wireless, but then the wireless, that company bought the other one's internet. Got it.
I always thought the Singular was a subsidiary of AT&T. I thought AT&T, because I can't see them buying. Yeah, you got to find that link for me. AT&T is one of those companies that is like, when you get a portfolio and you invest in any stocks, those lifelong stocks are always like AT&T, Southwestern Bell, Coca-Cola, because they've been around for so long. I couldn't see anybody buying AT&T, though.
Yeah,
that's why I got confused.
Because AT&T had a whole bunch of subsidiaries. Yeah. Bro, I used to sell door-to-door for AT&T. I used to see all of them, and I used to have to...
What were you selling? Like the landline?
Head racks is crazy.
I was definitely selling the landline because this is how I was able to be successful, because they had they most bootleg one was called Sage. It was called Sage Wireless, and he was able to get a landline for $19 a month. I would go to the hood, I would find one house, and I would say, hey, let them know I'm lowering phone bills. And of course, people in the hood, they're gonna be skeptical, so there'll be one dude like, yeah, right. So I'll switch their phone over. The next thing you know, I'm at the first house. They bringing me food. They calling everybody else like, yo, niggas down here lowering cell phone bills. But I used to sell that $19 package a month like crazy. But it was definitely a pyramid scheme. It was one of those jobs where like you do good, then you get a team of three people, and then you send them out on the field, and then they do good, and you get a team. So I was definitely
Was that $19.99? Was that a locked in thing, or was that just like for a promotional time period?
Nope, it was locked in. It was locked in. Like I said, you know, come on, coming from where we come from to here. Yeah. Once I figured that out, I said, "Oh, niggas gonna eat this up." So I was like, "I'm using this." So I ended up becoming one of the top sellers. But then when I something happened at like we was operating out of like a convention hall.
Yeah,
it was weird. It was definitely sketchy as shit. So once they got like some police attention, I was like, let me get up out of here and let me go get a real job.
Yeah,
how did the pyramid scheme work, Dion, when you were doing
stop it? I'm not letting you have it. I don't care what you gotta say.
Yeah, how did the pyramid scheme work when you were built like a pyramid?
Pretty much the same.
No, that was a pyramid skin. He got rebranded.
When you were bottom heavy, what did that look like for this pyramid scheme?
It was like the reverse of you being top heavy with your shoulders, the trapezoid shoulders.
No, I'm just heavy all around. Okay, top and bottom.
All of Meg's door, all her door frames go like this.
It's like, does a tornado live here?
She moved in with a Tasmanian devil.
It ain't that funny, Deuces. Okay.
It's the visual. It's the visual.
They're shaped like triangles. It's like, you got bugles. You got Doritos.
Chip. Yeah,
really? Devil doing the spin inside of like his domicile is crazy. Like, why are you doing it now?
All Dion's doors are diamonds, so that way he can fit his hips through.
Oh, that's what he's doing? Oh, the new nigga, huh? Oh, that's what he's doing. You want a piece of this? Oh, okay, Deuces. All right, I'm done with you. You're gonna be singular wireless.
Oh, shit. Dion's getting flashbacks to getting drawn.
Hey, low-key, though, Dion has a great idea of making a coloring book of all the drawings of people made of him.
That is actually really good.
That would be fire.
You got to put it in rhymes too. Draw Dion in the back. Draw Dion at the shack. Yeah. Draw Dion in the club.
Draw Dion getting a hug. It's just Dion facing the
Draw Dion with see your little backside.
Draw Dion with his hips.
He wanted to show off a little bit, nigga. When I tell you, I'm gonna do I got an image right now on my laptop that I'm gonna have like me peeking out of your side tooth right now. I'm gonna have it's gonna be a close up of me walking out like, hey, is anybody out here? And it's gonna fan out, and then it's just gonna be 2 years too late. Cause you know I got your head shots. And you said I don't like my teeth being seen. I'm gonna show my bitch coming out like, is
That's a cool
anybody?
little children's story. It's like the boy in the side tooth. Just about a little, like a little boy that lives in there. He has a little rocking chair by a fireplace.
That's a cold game. You see how you abuse your power, DI? Because you got the proofs. You see how you abuse your power? I'm gonna go straight to Google Yelp if you do that. I'm gonna make a review video like you're not my friend in real life. I'm like, I work with this studio. They was using my pictures in ways I didn't approve of.
I was taking 2 years pictures. He had said, ah, this is side to side. Okay, let's go to the side. He's like, is there any way you can add a tooth? I was like, nigga, no. He said, okay, back to this side.
Add a tooth in post? You probably could. You
I mean, I
definitely
could, but not all of them. We took like 300 pictures.
can. That's actually what I do at my day job. I do graphic design, so I be adding
I
shit.
could have, but you're gonna do all the whole album? No.
There should be an app for that then.
How much you paying? I definitely can
His
do it.
thing, Dion. If you don't have the equipment, just say that. Don't try to put it off on me. Like my missing tooth is the problem, nigga. If you don't have the equipment, just say that, my boy.
I don't have the equipment.
What is that in that box, man? What that
It's a
nigga say?
graphics card. I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Oh shit! I don't know.
Nothing, nothing interesting.
I have nothing to help with that. That's more of a Beatrice than a Kadeem thing. I don't want nothing.
Trying to become more tech savvy out here.
Well, so let's pull it back, man. What we going with? We're going with the fishy tasting liquids or fishy tasting food?
Liquid. Liquids.
Liquid.
You guys are insane.
Yeah,
Fishy foods.
fishy foods.
I gotta go. Who? Okay, I'm liquids. Meg is liquids. Dion, what are you?
Food.
And Deuces, you food too?
No, I'm liquid.
Oh, well, liquids got it on that one. Fuck we talking about, man? It we is, man.
Y'all
We in
weird.
this.
Crazy.
Y'all food, fish food weirdos.
Y'all drinking fish water. Y'all the fish.
Hey, people drink Arrowhead.
That's not.
We can drink fish water.
That's
Points were
crazy.
made. Points were made. All right, we're gonna jump into this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day we have, would you rather give up your phone for an entire month versus live in solitude for 3 months? Now, with this solitude, you do have your phone, but internet is spotty. You are somewhere in the hills, in the mountains, or something like that. You don't see anyone for 3 months. There's no human contact. Food is dropped off. You never see the person, or it's just always in your space, but you never have any type of human interaction.
Wait, so like no FaceTime, no texting, no
Yep.
phone calls. Okay.
Can we upload?
You can upload, but
But then
again,
there's no comments.
the internet is spotty. Yeah, you can't reply to anything. Everything you upload.
Wait, do you see people's comments or you don't even see the
No, you
comments?
don't see any comments.
That's
Okay.
worse. That sucks.
What's that got to do with internet, though?
Well, I'm just
Well, he's
saying,
saying that no, the
you
human
might not always
interaction
be able
part of
to
it.
upload. You might not. So you, and the
Oh, I
internet
see what you're
is
saying.
spotty. It's not strong enough to FaceTime on.
So that's basically without your phone, right?
No, because you can still scroll the internet. You just can't comment, and
No,
people
isn't
can't
that
comment
human
either.
interaction?
Well, no. Human interaction means you interacting with the person,
Or them
one or
interacting
more,
with
just like
you?
that. But you can like, because you still would have TV.
Okay.
You just won't have any human interaction, physical, verbal, or anything like that.
For
And the
3 months.
3 months, I'll go a month without your phone. So you can't answer any emails, any texts, no phone calls, no FaceTimes.
So not even on your like laptop or
Nope.
iPad.
Nope. Anything that you would do normally do on your phone first. And most of us would email from our phone first.
Oh, well, in that case, I give me the 3 months.
So our laptop don't work?
It
No, but
works.
it doesn't make any calls or anything.
Yeah, you can't
Messages.
email off of it. All you can do is stream off of your laptop.
That's
We
dumb.
can use other social media like Instagram. We
Wait,
just
but I thought you said anything you do on your phone. People stream on their phone?
They do. You right, Meg. They do. Okay, so Meg said no streaming. Blame her, guys.
I'm just saying, if you said it was, you
No,
can't.
no, 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 Meg. I tried to give you a little something. You didn't want it.
Well, the reason I said I'd rather do the 3 months in solitary, basically, because I still can use my internet to like, I need to pay my bills. I need to sit here and like make appointments.
Your husband's at home with the kids. He's taking care of the bills and the appointments. You'll be fine.
Then in that case, I definitely need to be gone for 3 months because he's not gonna do it on time. He's not gonna do it right. He's not
Damn. I feel like bills can't be a part of this. If the wizard's torturing us like this, then
Yeah,
he should be
no,
like, you
man, no.
good.
This is the first time somebody said I got to be able to pay my bills. That's the first thing she did. She didn't say I got to be able to FaceTime my kids or even I
No,
want
I
to
need
be
a
away
little
from my kids.
sabbatical from them. They'll be fine. They'll be fine with their dad and grandparents and everybody, family. They'll be okay.
So giving up your phone, you said you can't talk to nobody else. Giving up your phone, you can't talk to nobody else.
You give up your phone. You can't do anything that you would normally do on your phone. No FaceTiming, no
But you're
calling.
still talking to people.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
you can go
good.
outside. You can go outside. You still can interact with people, but you can't do any of the
Get rid
stuff
of the
that you normally
phone.
do.
I have people I can say, hey, call so and so, do blah, 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 blah.
Ooh.
Well, that
Call
makes
Frank,
sense.
do blah, blah, blah. I can get rid of that phone
But here's
and
the thing, like, okay, but if you need anything personal, do you, or you have somebody that you're comfortable telling, like, hey, go on this site and make sure I don't have any STDs. You comfortable doing that?
any what?
why would he ask that? Why would he do
Because that's what he said. He was
STDs?
like, I would just have other people run my
Just
errands.
go to the doctor.
He said, what?
Yeah, go to the doctor versus trying to use WebMD. Go to the doctor.
or you could just wait a month.
Now
Why
you
was
waiting
that an
no,
obstacle?
because you might die from
Now you
WebMD.
waiting a month, and now you pissing the stream of fire because you did.
Did he like make a mistake right before going to the wizard? Like,
Very possible. Dion's a wild
did he
nigga.
have had a
Dion's a
sketchy
wild
night?
nigga.
Had a sketchy night, and then
Yeah.
That's
all
how
of
he
a
ended up
sudden.
with the
Before we
wizard.
start this challenge, let me go crazy in this Vegas nightclub.
Wait, so like you could call someone, but like somebody else has to call them on their phone, and then you
But you
just
got to
have to
tell
relay
them.
a message?
You can't call them. You got to like physically tell them, right?
Oh, okay. So like, oh yes, can you call such and such restaurant and make me
There you
like
go.
that's I
Why
mean,
don't you just
I'm
go to the
okay with that.
restaurant?
Everybody gonna be my assistant then. Oh, I'm good. I'm good with that.
So we could talk to people as long as it's not on the phone.
Yes, you can
Yeah,
interact with people, just
yeah.
don't have your
Get rid
phone
of
for
that
entertainment
phone.
only.
Get rid of that phone.
Yeah, I don't need
But
the
we can't
phone.
email?
You can't email. You can't do anything that you would do on your phone first. And typically we would email from our phone first.
So ain't it basically no human interaction for 1 or 3 months?
No, because you can still have a human interaction. You just have to do it face to face. You have to
You
go.
gotta drive everywhere just to say like a
Yeah.
couple
Yeah.
things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
Is
was
the
like,
place nice that we have to go to for 3 months?
I mean, this is a nice cabin. It ain't, like Four Seasons and nothing like, but it's a nice cabin. You got hot water, you got doors, you got heat, you got AC.
I get tired of that after like a month or a
I
week,
go crazy.
probably.
I ain't gonna even hold you. I can't be by myself for that long. I mean,
I
get
don't
rid of
like
the
the
phone.
woods that much.
I like the
So
woods.
the location matter. If it was a cat, if let's say if it was a shack on a beach, and your
A
son is
shack? Why
it's
gotta
not
be a
worse.
shack? Oh,
I
That's
mean,
the worst.
I'm saying a shack in a reference to the size of it, not like the amenities of it. So I'm saying
Like
shack.
it's the size of a hotel room, a regular like king
Yeah, maybe
size
a
bed
little,
hotel room.
bigger because you have an area to cook and you have a refrigerator. Yep, it's nice living accommodations. It's just not like Four Seasons. You don't have a maid.
And it's on the beach.
It can be. Would that make a difference for you?
On the
It
beach.
would.
It would make a difference.
Yes,
Okay,
sir.
then
I'm gonna be
and
by
then it's no
myself.
beach. It's no beach then. It's just a mountaintop. If maid can
Damn, you
afford
waited
it, no.
till it made a difference and then
Yeah.
took it away.
Yeah.
It
Wanted to make sure she was gonna like
was
it before I snatched it away.
an Then I'm back to just do, I'll just do the phone. Take my
Oh,
phone.
that
It's
sounds
fine.
good. That's how these are your dreams? Great, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
No,
That'd
but
be a
yeah,
fucked
take
up
my
genie, bro.
phone.
Like if that's the rules of the genie, he waits until you tell your wish. The one, like, what do you want? What do you care
Right,
about the most?
rude.
Tell me your. And then as soon as you
Dude,
tell, like, all right, nah, not
I
that.
only did it because it was Meg. If Dion or Pat had asked, or even you, I would have absolutely, yeah, beach is totally included. But because it
Ain't
was
never
Meg.
you ain't never trust no horses these days.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. can only lead horses.
Look at that horse. Look at that horse. Look at that horse.
Horses ain't shit.
I never saw a horse coming. I never crazy. Saw a horse.
I don't know why you look at the mirror every day. You ain't see that. You ain't see them gums.
No, today I know today we was hiking. I said, "What is that smell?" He said, "That's horse piss." I was like, "How do you know that?"
I said, "Shit, it was horse shit." And he had just walked by the horse shit. I was like, "How did you not see the horse shit?"
Oh, so he saw it.
Yeah, we walked right past it. It was like a big clump of it, but it's hay. Every time you, and I think that's when the Rangers do it. When it's horse shit and they got the hay on it, it's usually they put the hay on it to like.
Hey, you did that to here. That moment, Dion like was like, "Where'd the hair go?" And then all of a sudden, he's like, "What's that smell?"
Dion just heard.
Wait, we saw your aunt today. She was out there walking barefoot again.
Who, mine?
Stop, Migs. The Asian people be out there walking barefoot
on the trails
every day, bro.
Every single day. Every single day. I mean, why not?
Rocks and stuff?
They got the sources to get their feet done. They good.
Yeah. That's dope.
Why not?
They connected. But
this is Runyon?
No, this is a different part.
They get their feet done?
So they got the sources. They got the sources, you know.
Oh, wow.
You a sick individual, bro.
They can go right to their homie and be like, "Yo, get my feet right."
Wait, are they walk? Is this like, is the path like dirt? Dusty dirt?
So here's the thing. So I saw a black guy this morning right before Dion got there, and I asked him, I'm like, "Yo, bro, I want to ask you, like, what's the reward for walking barefoot?" He was like, "I just feel more connected to the earth." He's like, "The energy that you receive when walking like that,
I mean, that's true.
Into it is different." So I was like, "I'll try one day. I can't do the whole thing, but I maybe like on the clear path, I'll do that." But yeah, they be going. Man, I'm talking about to the top of Griffith and then down.
Barefoot. Oh, I would do that. I mean, if it wasn't like rocky.
But you got 4 feet, so why would it even?
Yeah. You go all fours.
Yeah, you gallop.
This is why your shoulders are so big, because you top heavy with the.
What, Dion?
Meg got a sports saddle. Her saddle has sports more.
You got shoulders like Optimus Prime.
Wow.
Meg is dressed
in jokes. Yeah, I expected so much more of you.
She runs. He got hips.
I thought he would understand the plight of women because he had to carry around them big hips all his life.
His thing, man. Once he started his OnlyFans, I knew that nigga was out of here. I knew that.
Nah, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing collared shirts now. Got neon lights in the background. You know, we up.
And you know what? Just with all them hips, you look like you can't run fast.
There's no way.
I know you can. I will challenge you to a race, Dion. I bet you I beat you.
You took all fours or twos?
It don't matter. Both.
A light trot.
Then we have to add the here back in.
We went hiking Friday. Dion was like, "I'm gonna put my weighted vest on." He pulled a nigga out the trunk, put him on his back.
Damn. Nope, not supporting that. We got way too many gay jokes over here now. It's for one episode. Way too many gay jokes for one episode. We gotta spread this apart.
Hey, you add, now you adding to it. Now we gotta spread this apart. It's crazy.
Hey, yo.
Hey, absolutely said that too.
I did. Hey, yo, Kenny, edit that out.
Yeah, too many gay jokes. We got to spread this apart and spin it.
And spin it?
He said that. He said
and
that.
Then dude's going to put two thumbs up, you asshole. What is wrong?
No, I said singular.
Yeah, put it in there.
Singular. That's your tagline every time. Singular.
Hey, yo, man. This episode's off the fucking rails, bro.
Oh, boy.
Hey. So what y'all filling up, man? Y'all giving up your phone for a
Give rid of my phone.
Give rid of my phone. I'll end up talking to myself if I'm too by myself too long.
Damn, God. Just a month? You breaking a month?
No, he said he can make a month. He can do the 3 months.
That's 3 months, bro. Yeah.
That's 3 months is crazy. I think I would do that though.
You know what? 3 months? 3 months
though, this is what I've been thinking about right here. Like, because I'm a workaholic. I have a problem taking time off. more than like a couple of days. If I was forced to sit somewhere for 3 months, and as long as I had like streaming capabilities, I feel like I would watch all the shows that I've always wanted to watch and be able to relax. I can't do it at home. Like when I be trying to watch a show, finish a show, it's so hard for me to finish it because I feel like I should be doing something else, like working. 3 months might be a cool little getaway though.
But 3 months is a cool reset.
But you said it's solid, it's by yourself, right?
Yeah, so what?
I don't know, man. That's a lot for me.
It's a lot for it's like definitely people. A lot. It would be a challenge, but I think that would be like a cool like reset. And if your bills are paid for and you good with that, you know, if you're a content creator, you could make it take advantage of that time. Even if you just had your laptop or something out there and you didn't do content, you could probably take advantage of that time. So
do you know
what's the grocery? You said we got supply drop off. Like what's the situation with that?
So the groceries come and you never see the person because you still can't have in human interaction. So the groceries just come.
Yeah, like you could order it on Instacart.
We in the woods.
It comes to your cabin.
The wizard already took care of it. He knows what everything you like, so everything is there. You got your pat. You got your Uncrustables and your Goldfish.
And your Fruity Pebbles. Your Dunkaroos. They got all that for you.
Dunkaroos and chocolate caramel almonds. All of
you niggas think I eat Goldfish? What the fuck? That's so fucking random.
Yeah. Extra cheesy. So do you? So if you're solitary, do you know what's happening in the world? Like,
no.
Yeah, you got internet. I mean,
you got the internet. You don't have any human interaction.
You can't talk to anyone, and no one can talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. What y'all doing, man? What y'all going with?
I'm gonna go. No, I'm doing a month without my phone.
Yeah, I'm still going phone.
3 months.
Yeah,
I'll let the head wrap for you.
I'm not phone. Yeah, get rid of it.
I think I'm gonna do 3 months. I think I'm gonna try the 3 months, man.
As
much as you talk, man, you will blow up. Cause you just see things on the news like, I can't say nothing. He's like, nah.
I think it'd be a cool little reset, man. Cool little reset.
You know what? I think it definitely determines on where you are at in life because sometimes you need, like, some people need that 3 month getaway. That would be definitely I need to reset my life. But if things is going good or you don't like got any trauma you got to unpack, I feel like. I feel like that's a lot.
Imagine you didn't do anything active. You come back 3 months, you big as fuck because you didn't do all you did was sit around and binge.
You come back worse?
Come back fat as fuck.
That'd be insane.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Disappoint the wizard.
Right.
You're going to be like, all right, man.
I got to get back on those dipping. Goddamn me.
You got to come back like how Martin came back when he went when he left.
Afro,
Afro. All right, so I did 3 months. Meg, you said 3 months too?
No, I said phone.
Phone. Dion, what you say?
Get rid of my phone.
And deuces?
Phone.
Pat?
3 months.
All right, for the phone has it on that one, man. We're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather have the power to shrink versus to grow? So imagine Ant-Man, but you can either do one or the other. You can either shrink small, like different sizes of small, or you can grow different sizes of big, but you can't do both.
Shrink. What's our vulnerability while we small?
As a short king, I'm definitely going to grow.
You're not even going to become gigantic.
Why am I going to make it worse for myself, bro? They all listen here. I'm all of 5'9", 5'10" on a good day. Like I said, that's scratching the surface. I ain't going to go lower than that, bro.
Wait, how long can you do these powers for? Definitely.
You can do it as long as you want. The only thing
you can go in and out of it.
Yeah, you can go in and out of it, but. You can only shrink what you have on. Like other items, like you can't break it to a bank and put money in your pocket, then shrink, and then turn back to your regular size, have that money. But you can only shrink what you have on your person.
I mean, that's fine. I feel like I'm kind of with Deuces. Like, we're not going to start fighting crime. I would just permanently be a bigger nigga. I wouldn't even, no one would even know I had this power. I would just be 6'4". People be like, what happened? Ah, growth spurt. In your 30s?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think I don't know. Shrinking kind of like, I'm kind of fucking with the shrinking because, like, I know it sounds crazy, but I don't care.
It's dangerous. Bank,
had a pushy on, figure out how to open the door from the other side and get up out of there.
Yeah, I would definitely do the shrinking as well, but it's dangerous because you can get stepped on, a mouse, a rat could chew you up.
Wind.
Yeah. Man, but would you go shrinking and just do your shoulders, or would you like do the whole body? What would you do?
That wouldn't work though, right?
See me shrink in like this.
Yeah. Wait, we could shrink or grow specific parts of our body?
No.
Man, come on. This is a clean show, brother. What are we doing, man? My kids watch this show, Pat. What are we doing?
I'm just saying. Now we're talking like Mr. Fantastic rules.
So you know
no, what? When you say, but how big and small are we talking?
So you could shrink to the size of an ant, and you can get as big as a building, like an apartment building, like pretty big.
Like Empire State Building?
No, like an apartment building, man. Maybe like, let's say.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Apartment buildings are eight stories.
It's eight stories.
Eight stories? That's it?
Well, how big do you want to be?
I want to be able to be as big as I want to be. If I want to be big enough to
like. What is the objective?
What's the objective of being little? You can rob stuff? Okay, yes. Be criminal. Not all of us want to be criminals.
You can maybe eavesdrop.
What do you want
to
do?
Able to go to walk across the ocean easily to go to another country, and then I'll shrink back to my regular size.
Meg want to make the biggest sushi roll in history.
That would be so much fun.
You would want to walk across the ocean? That's why
because I would like to walk, because then think about it. There's like, we haven't gone to the bottom of the ocean because it's so like deep, but if I'm really tall, I could just like put my big giant destroy foot down. It?
Yeah.
No, then the water would like go like this, and then we could see what's down there.
You would destroy all of it, and then there would be no mystery.
There'd be tsunamis everywhere.
That's the point. Who wants there to be mystery down there?
They're gonna put her enlarged big ass face in the water and try to look down there and still not see nothing. It ain't gonna make no difference.
How many sharks will be gnawing on your ankles? You'd be like, what is this gnawing
then
on
I my? Just step on them. That's like
walking across the ocean is the worst. The worst use of this power,
right?
That we could have possibly thought of.
Because I could just shrink and just get on an airplane and just wait and pay for free.
I never have to pay for a flight again.
Well, that's because you're a broke boy and you need to try to get on a plane and go on a trip for free. Oh, I don't have those
walking, soggy ass walking through the Atlantic.
I like to walk, okay, Dion. My hips don't keep me from walking.
Where would y'all shrink and go on a plane, though?
I'll be in somebody's carry on. It don't matter. Right.
You'd be in a bag?
Yeah.
Carry on.
That's not comfortable.
How you know?
There's nothing about Ant-Man.
I'll be in my inside pocket.
Yeah, if I'm the size of an ant, all of this shit is comfortable. If I shrink and get in your wallet, I'm comfortable if I'm the size of an ant.
Mm-hmm. You get
then
smushed.
You're also smashed.
Right.
No. Have you ever tried, even if you try to step on an ant, right? If you got grooves on the bottom of your shoe and that ant just happens to land in between, they won't get stepped on.
That's never happened because I don't have hoofs with a whole little horseshoe on it. So it doesn't happen to me. When I step on an ant, it's dead.
But you do have webbed feet. So either way, the ant will still survive. What are you talking about, man?
But listen to what you're saying. You're talking about hazards of being small. We haven't said any hazards of being taller or bigger.
You are a terrorist.
You're closer to the sun. You're going to get sunburned all the time. It's no way you're going to be able to put on enough sunblock to protect yourself from the sun if you're that goddamn big.
No, that doesn't sound right.
There's no uses for being a giant.
We all have more melanin than you, so we have a little more protection, except for Pat. But we have enough protection. We're black.
Is that my new thing that I'm... I don't have
more. What did you pack compared to all of them? Everybody on here got more color than you.
Yeah. I got color. I just have a
you
white
need to go outside and stop twitching.
I want to increase your Kelvin right now.
What about now?
You still light.
That's better, though. Shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Go outside. Stop playing the video games.
My skin is fine.
Get some vitamin D.
Everything else, other man. We went to go play Top Golf last week, right? And Pat is so adamant about not taking advice from certain people that somebody was there, and she gave me two pieces of advice that changed my game dramatically. right? I went from like getting 35 and all of that on this little game at Topgolf to like getting 400 or 1,000 points per swing, right? Two little things. And I'm like, Pat, you should listen to her. And Pat was like, nah. And he just refused to listen. Everybody else that did listen, game went up tremendously. Pat was still getting like 60 points per swing.
First of all, we were playing Angry Birds. This was no real skill set. The advice was all the same. Hit the thing. Hit the pins.
It was the way, it was the technique, the way we held it, the way our knee was, and the way we swing back. Those little things like that took my game to a different level. Pat was just like, nah, I don't want the help. He was so adamant about
getting it myself. I didn't.
I mean, I give. Look, I respect it. You want to lose on your own. Continue to be a loser.
I didn't really want to lose.
You did it on your own.
It just happened. Definitely didn't want to lose.
Well, you was not trying to be teachable, so yes, you wanted to lose.
Yeah, I ain't never did Topgolf. I don't know why.
That was my first time. That was my first time last Thursday.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Deuces, where do you live? What city you live in?
I'm in Milwaukee.
You had
don't have Topgolf there?
You had no confidence.
We do.
Yeah,
well, because a lot of the times when people ask like where you live, and then I say that they're like, oh, like people like they ask the like we got nothing up here. We got something up here. It's just we are more of a music festival scene. So it's like, you know, we have a lot of outdoor events, outdoor music. Topgolf is not a high.
What is Milwaukee known for?
Milwaukee
beer and cheese.
Beer and cheese.
Yeah, beer, cheese, and Harley.
But you don't like go on dates and stuff. That's like a good date place.
I know, but like I said, we
it don't exist.
The city, like I said, we do music festivals. We do
that's
like
every weekend, festivals. Even in the winter that spans 6-7 months out the year.
Yeah, we have winter festivals. We got Winter Solace, Soltis, or however you pronounce it. I probably butchered that shit. But like we have like we do a lot of those type of events and everything like that. Topgolf is not a high date night event in Milwaukee.
What is? Well, what food are you guys known for?
He said cheese. Brats.
We got there's a lot of Germans up here, so bratwurst,
cheese curds,
cheese curds. Definitely, definitely cheese curds.
Green Bay, get it.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Cheese and beer,
bro. Yeah. Like, bro, they put out a list of the drunkest cities in the U.S. And six of the cities was in Wisconsin. It was Racine, Milwaukee, Green Bay. Like it was like we get drunk like a motherfucker up here.
Nothing to do.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it was so cool. Most
people go to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That's why like a lot of the comedians. You know what I'm saying? When they hit Chicago, I try to skirt out there to go. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up with y'all and everything like that. Every now and then, like I said, we have Pottawatomie, which is our big casino. That's where a lot of people come to perform. And then we also have we do have a comedy house out here. So it's like, you know, we get as much as we can. I'm trying to curate it more. It's funny because most of the people that I interview, they say the only reason they'll come out to Milwaukee is if they get booked for a show. Bringing more of y'all out
what's
here.
What's the nickname for Milwaukee? Like, how do you say? You know,
Millie.
The D.
No, Jeff, the mill.
The mill?
That's kind of dope.
The mill.
Yeah. What do people go to?
Is the key. I don't know who's trying to start this, the key. We do not call Milwaukee the key. It's either
that's
the mill.
That's cool too. Mill.
Nah, it's, I feel like it's, the key better than the mill. The mill sound like
it's the mill or Bruce City. No, it's the mill or Brew City.
Or the ill mill.
Brew City?
Brew.
Oh, Brew City. Okay.
The ill mill, lots a couple people say ill mill, but it's like that's like
oh,
that's
God.
Like 2000s though. That's like Lil
Ill mill sounds like y'all are really trying to get people there.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. It's the ill mill.
Yeah, that's old school as shit.
when people land there, like they're just like, man, I'm hungry. Where do you go? Like, where's the go-to spot that everybody visiting Milwaukee has to go?
The next city.
Hey, hold on. Nah.
It depends on what
you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we got a lot of dope burger joints out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, custard burger joints. So, like I said, those be, like, a lot of the spots that people hit. But, like, if you go to the south side, we have a huge Mexican population. So, you know what I'm saying? People hit, like, the food truck.
Really?
People, Yeah, people here. El Tanapapia. Like, so we got a couple of places out here that, you know what I'm saying, that people hit. But like I said, in our downtown, we have the number one public market in the world. So, you know, so people come to our public market all the time. And so it's just like, again, we are food, beer, city, and music festival. So
I don't believe
I'm bored.
I don't believe
I was listening to all of that. I'm so bored. Nothing.
Hey, you know how boring your place got to be for Meg to be bored? Because Meg is big bored.
Hey, man, not too much of my city, man. All right, our city lit, right? We got the longest running, biggest music festival. Summerfest is the biggest music festival in the world.
Doesn't sound fun.
It's time you go, man.
And we get Wisconsin Fest out here. T-Pain started.
Okay, Wisconsin Fest is fine.
You hold yourself back, man. Leave. Get out of there, man, before it's too late. Get out of there.
Nah, nigga, I hold my city down. Deion, I don't trade on my city like you.
She said, in Juice's game, he gave a dissertation on Milwaukee. Y'all, we know the slang, we know the burgers, the cheese, and he gave all to put his heart into it in Milwaukee, man, because I love it. I'm bored.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored.
That's all right. Let's hear it. I'm a lot of people's only Milwaukee friend, so I'm trying to put it on the map, man. I'm trying to hold it down.
I got family.
Hold it down. Hold it down. Do that.
Yeah, I got
you that. Know, I think public markets, that's where we fucked you up.
Hey, man, public market is huge.
I think basically in a lot of cities, bro. We got one of the world's best farmer market.
No, bro, public market is huge. That was a huge accomplishment, bro. Like I said, we was up against New York's, we was up against Philly's. Like, bro, come on, G, let me have it.
Yeah. We got a total of two. We got two White Castles. BP
got no
here.
White Castles, actually.
Oh yeah, actually, definitely won't be there then. Oh no, I'm still
Chicago.
Bored. I'm
we gotta go Chicago for White Castles.
We got four Krogers. We got a.
You ain't got no.
Joseph was doing his best to like describe. He was like, "Yeah, we got electricity inside. We just got running water last year, so you can shower now. We got stoplights and intersections. We don't need the cops anymore. They're bringing like it's really an up and growing city. It's been
I ain't gonna let you say years. That. Now listen here, it's a
perfect time for his life.
I will say, I mean, when I was in college and when I had just graduated college, I got a job offer from like a big like company that makes they make like household products, like and salads? I went. They flew me out there, and I was just like.
They flew out to Milwaukee.
I'm bored and went back home.
Now they put it on an RV. If they was going to Chicago, they would flew out. For Milwaukee, they put it in a van.
Yeah. Hey, listen here, man.
Bruce keep doing this with the internet right here. He said,
"Oh my god, that was funny."
You gotta prank the internet. That's crazy. Yeah. All right, let's put it to a vote, man. What we going with? We going the power to shrink or the power to grow?
Power to grow.
Bro.
Shrink.
Grow.
Ah, damn it. We were so close to y'all. All right, Power to Grow has it on that one, man. We're about to get up out of here. Before we do, we want to thank our special guest, Deion Leck, coming through. And also, shout out to Milwaukee's best, not just the beer, but Young Deuces as well. Shout out to the OG Squad, Meg School, Patrick Cloud. I'm T. Him Moore. Shout out to you guys at home for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.